Hello and welcome to another Final Cut Pro 10 tutorial. In this tutorial we will be looking at creating text and titles. Now, again, this is a basics tutorial. I am doing advanced tutorials. If you haven't seen one yet already, I already have one on creating advanced muzzle flashes, so be sure to check that out, and that will be creating you a gun flare or a muzzle flash using only the built-in tools of Final Cut Pro 10, which is kind of cool, kind of useful, and it means you don't have to go to a third-party application, so it's very useful not having to render stuff, send it back into Final Cut Pro 10, send it back to the effects editor when you need to make changes. It's chaos, but this is not chaos. This is text and titles. Now, text and titles inside of Final Cut Pro 10 is essentially very easy. Now, Apple have been using what's called the Inspector across a variety of their applications. Pages, iWeb, loads. I could see it in name loads, but up here is your Inspector, and this basically is the controls of all your footage. If you've seen my other tutorials, you'll become familiar with the Inspector. It is your friend. But down here we also have the browser, which is also another familiar device panel, whatever you want to call it, with Apple products. And if we see here, there's actually a T, and it tells us the little yellow information box, show or hide the titles browser. Now, that is what it says on the tin. It's very much titles, text. This is how you do titles and text. There's no video generators like in Final Cut Pro 7. It's all here in your titles page. Now, as you can see, if we scroll down here, there's just loads. There's loads and loads of preset titles that you can use. Some of them are even aimed at DVD menus, which is quite cool. And you can see that there's some subheadings as well. You can see we've got credits, so there's options of a scrolling credit. You can see if we just hover over here, we get a little preview. There's also the trailers, like at the end of a trailer. And the way they work is that they're kind of like templates. So if I just grab this and put it at the end here, we then take a look at this. You can double click on your viewer, so you never even have to go to the Inspector, and you can change what it says. So it says your movie title here. So my movie I'm working on is called Husky. Husky.danallenfilms.com is the website for my film. If you want to check it out, it's shooting at the moment. Dan Allen Film. And you get the idea. Very quickly you can create something pretty cool like that. And what I would advise is literally play around. You can see there's so many titles, so many options here, that I can't go through each one. I can't tell you what every little option does for every single text, but what I can say is this is where to find them, and you need to go and experiment now. But there are a few things I can discuss with you that you need to bear in mind. Now, you can put text over footage, but what you can't do is put stuff like this with themes over footage. It's not going to work how you want it to, because you can see that literally it's just going to sit on top and now you can't see our footage. What you need is the text that have black backgrounds. If we just see these ones, this boogie lights, I kind of like that. We drag that over the top of our footage, you can see that it's actually got an alpha channel. Now what that means is it's got transparency. The title is on top of the video, it's not covering it up like the end credits is. And we can go in here, and like before, we can double click on the actual viewer. So we can do everything inside the viewer, which is really nice. Apple are really pushing this interactive feel, and I wouldn't be surprised if we saw Final Cut Pro 10 come out for the iPad, where stuff like this would be essential and really handy. So, I wasn't in text edit mode. Husky. And now you can see it does want to render, but we should be able to play it back. Some of the other things I want to talk about is just some of the basic text tools. Now, a lot of this will be familiar from a software like Word, Pages. You can see, obviously, you got the Justify To each side. But I would stick with central. If we just look up here. You see you've got vertical alignment. Now this matters more when you've actually got multiple lines of text. Line spacing, that is basically literally if you've got text here and text underneath, it's going to increase the space in between, like I said, very similar to Word. Tracking is something that you don't necessarily get in an application like Word. Tracking actually separates out the characters. Now, what's cool about this is you can actually animate it. So we could set a keyframe here. Zoom out. We scrub forward and set another keyframe here. Put it further. Now we'll get some tracking. You can see the words is now widening out just how we set it. You got baseline, which you can also play with. And that's just going to shift the text up. I believe you can do negative as well. Yes, you can. And by default, the boogie lights has got the glow. But what you'll start to notice is that a lot of these texts are essentially the custom text with loads of effects applied to it. So you could start off with the custom text as a starting point and play around with it and end up with this boogie lights text, which is cool. It means that there are essentially lots you can do outside of the templates. Now, templates are cool, but because they're a template, you'll start to notice that other people are using these templates. And then your very original idea doesn't become so original. So these templates are great for playing around, making small videos, but if you want someone to take your video seriously, what I would advise is not using the templates as is. You want to be changing them, you want to be adjusting them, you want people to say, "Oh, wow, how did you do that?" Not say, "Oh, that's a cool template, I'm going to use that in my project," because then everyone will use it in their project, and then your project suddenly becomes so much less original.